What up?
Hey, it's on you, Aaron. Check fold or raise.
What up?
It's on you, Aaron. Check fold or raise.
I'm all in.
You're all in. You lose.
I'm all in.
We were just talking. I don't know. Aaron didn't say that he would wishes he was at Jeff's, but I do. I wish I was at Jeff's hanging out with the guys tonight playing poker. But instead, we're going to talk about football.
They told us to call in. Should we call in?
How do we get a call in? No one's got Skype ready to go.
Touche. Touche.
But yeah, let's jump into it so we're not on this call for too long.
I'm tired.
Yeah, all right. So we're bringing the energy tonight. I told you that I did a little deep dive on an interesting fact inspired by Jarrett Turbin's 0-5 start. So I went back and I looked at the worst starts in our league history. And I wrote down all these fun stat numbers and years that they happened. And then I lost the piece of paper. So instead of doing that all over again, I'm just going to give you a rough estimate of what I found out. That I believe there was 5 years that a team started 0-5. I believe this is Turb's second. Now I'm going to have to look this back over. Or you know what? Someone else can look it up. But Turb's second. But 4 out of those 5 years, that team had won and in week six. So there was only one team that had started worse than 0-5. And that was, I believe it was Mietel's team in like 2012. And he was 0-7. So that's the all-time worst start in our league at 0-7. And Turb is on the clock. Hopefully he doesn't break that record. Actually, hopefully he does because he deserves it.
2012, 0-7. Let's see if I can – let's find see what his team was. Let's see what was so bad.
I think that was the one. I could be wrong. Again, I lost the sheet of paper. I'm looking at it right now, too. Week 7. Yep, my other fantasy team is in first place. Was the team name? He had Cam Newton as his starting quarterback, Matt Forte, Antonio
Ben
Brown.
Jarvis Green Ellis.
Hey, he had Antonio Brown and Emmanuel Sanders, which are on my team right now.
Oh my God. Hakeem Nick, look at these are names from the past. Donnie Abel, I don't remember who that was.
9 years ago.
Wow. That's when Golden Tate was still in Seattle.
Let's see if he lost any close ones. He lost the game with 127 points, which is not bad. One with 117. He had some duds, though.
This must have been Antonio Brown's like rookie year. I don't know. His looks like he was 30-year in the league.
Yeah, there's no way Mito was ahead of the curve on Antonio Brown. He was definitely picking up F when he was already had a establish himself. But yeah, so that was that. And cheers to Turb continuing to lose.
We'll see how it goes.
Speaking of Turb, who claims that if his quarterback had 10 more passing yards, his wide receiver caught that one pass that he dropped, and his tight end didn't get called, and if he would have started somebody else, he would have beat me. Just wanted to clarify that with everyone, that if all that happened, he would have beat me. So I'm lucky.
Well, isn't that always the case?
Yeah, but I mean, like to make that your statement on calling me lucky and rattling off a bunch of what ifs, come on.
All Turbin had to do was start Cortland Sutton. That's all he had to do. And he would have won.
And he didn't. He had him in there up until late. I think he was questionable and all, but I don't think he wanted to have two Denver Broncos in his starting lineup. I don't know.
I played Sutton in my other league, so it worked out. Actually, it didn't work out. I'm 0-5 in that league, so.
Whoa!
Yeah.
So, yeah. All your luck is spent on this league, huh?
I know. Well, you know what? I changed my name in that league to Led Tasso and try to, like, switch some things up, you know what I mean?
I don't know, well,
if anyone else watches, I don't know if anyone watches Ted Lasso besides me and Myers, but you know.
I watch it. I watch the season. Yeah, I love that show.
Oh, okay, good.
Fucking Nate.
Oh, did you see that coming?
I mean, no, not really. But then, like, as it started to play out, I knew it was going to keep getting bad, worse and worse, because he was being a little B.
So it's interesting. The actor who plays Nate actually posted on social media some Easter eggs that were going on all the way back from season one to kind that laid the groundwork for it. So one of the things was, you noticed how his hair was getting grayer throughout?
Yeah.
That wasn't by accident. That was all on purpose. You know, I thought it was an accident, but that was one of the things that was just kind of showing a transformation kind of thing. So it's interesting. I personally found it, but it's interesting, there's a lot of unsaid things that were done to kind of, you know, show that this was going to happen essentially.
Yeah, I was just watching Leonard Fournette almost get into the end zone. Let's talk about last week. Lots and lots and lots of points. We talked about futility and Turbin. Let's talk about greatness and Mito. He went off so close to all-time record. His team is one to be reckoned with right now.
You know, I'm one of those people that, like, to this, until Monday night game, I still don't think Lamar Jackson was that great of a passer. But I mean, you gotta give it up for him. I think he's like the first person to throw for over 400 yards and have like 85% completion rates. Lamar Jackson might be the top QB going forward, based on that performance. Him and Josh Allen are 50-50. And obviously Stafford is a good second quarterback to have. Zeke has been, ever since that dud in week one, Zeke has been a monster. And DeAndre Swift has been I wanted no part of any of the Detroit Lion running game, but I was wrong. Swift has been solid, you know, and Mike Williams might be the steal of the draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I talked about Knox last week, him picking him up and part of that high powered offense. Another, don't score the touchdown, please. Did they give it to him? Nope, they held him down to one. Tom Brady, this is your time to shine with us. QB sneak. Sorry, I digress. And then to put that whooping on Jeff's team as well. We kind of talked about it and who he was going to pick up for running back. He picked up Bolden, who I guess he's in the James White role. I don't know, he was catching passes. They even had their quarterback or the running back get hurt, and he still gave him, you know, just got him 5 points. So Ross is going to have to make some moves to sew up some of his holes in his lineup. He's got some buys coming up this week. We'll probably talk about next matchup, but huge win for Mitchell. Let's move on to the next matchup. We kind of touched on my matchup versus Turb. Is there anything else you want to add about that?
You know, you doubted what I said in our last podcast about your team, but, like, you know, Antonio Brown there's a connection with Brady. He might end up being the receiver that scores the most points on that team. So I'm standing by my comment last week that your team is the most consistent in that division. Emmanuel Sanders, I think he's got a consistent role on that team. And, you know, one could argue that Kareem Hunt might be the more valuable fantasy running back on the Browns versus Nick Chubb, at least as it's going right now. So
the only thing consistent about my team so far this year is that every other week I'm really, really good, and every other week I'm really, really bad. So I'm due for a bad week this week. I got off to a good start.
Weren't you good last week, the week before, too? So wasn't this two good weeks in a row?
No, I was second. Listen to this. Second in scoring week one. Last in week two, second in scoring week three, like maybe third to last, but like I barely broke 100, and then second in scoring. So every time that I've won, I've been number two in scoring. Haven't had most points, number two in scoring.
You
so that's the only only consistency I got.
You pulled an Oracle move, picking up Kadarius Toney before the games Sunday.
He felt like he had opportunity with Shepherd out, and he was complaining, and even coaching were saying that they need to get him more involved. I wish he didn't blow his temper and punch the guy. I don't think he's that set well with the coaching staff, and hopefully he gets more opportunity because he's a stud. But they do have a lot of pat mouths to feed. Galladay being hurt helps, but I think Shepard's on his way back. But, you know, I like to pick up someone on my roster that has an opportunity to blow up like that. You know, if there's someone on my roster that I want to cut and don't have any faith in, you know, I always like to try to grab someone before the week starts and take a flyer on him. Because if he didn't get picked up, I'm sure someone would have bid on him in waivers.
Oh, 100%. And honestly, I think that he might be the most consistent Giants receiver going forward. Sterling Shepard, well, he always gets hurt. He's going to play half the games left this season. Darius Slayton, you know, he had 2 years ago, he was consistent getting all the balls, and, you know, he's not that consistent. And Kenny Golladay, you know, he's had like two good seasons, and the rest has just been marred by injury, and that's what this season's going to be for him. So he might be the best receiver on the Giants for the rest of the season.
We'll see. And with Daniel Jones having a concussion, I don't even know if he's playing this week. I think that hurts if he's not. I don't know if Glennon, I don't really trust Glennon, but yes, it was a decent pickup.
Glennon was the future of our Chicago Bears for a hot second. Why don't you trust
him? His neck is too long.
He's fucking one of the worst never mind. Let's move on. We can go.
Let's talk about Josh and his first victory. He gets off of the windless boat that Turbin is sinking on with a solid win. Costa got some bad luck, dropping 148 and not getting a W.
How pissed off do you think Costa is right now that the reason that he lost is because Davante Adams had a huge game? Do you remember the draft?
Oh my gosh, yeah. Now that you say that, yeah. But I'm pretty sure Costa probably sprinkled Davante Adams all over his daily lineups because of that. So hopefully he won some money on daily from that. But tough break. He went with another guy, and he just started the wrong guys, I guess. You're not going to sit Diggs, but Diggs has kind of been a bust.
Keenan Allen has not been doing a whole lot either. He hasn't been killing teams, but you know, he's not putting up numbers like Mike Williams is. Like, I've talked about this last time. Like, it's a very interesting start to this season. A lot of players are not performing where they quite thought they would. So it's been brutal. But
right, and his Cordell Patterson has been a good play for him. I had him on my team for a hot minute. I picked him up just because it was one of the hot guys off the wire a few weeks ago. And then I had him and Ridley, and I thought Ridley would establish himself, but it seems like it's the Cordell Patterson show in Atlanta. I kind of regret that. And I it's funny because you don't want to have like two receivers on the same team, but Patterson is half receiver, half running back because he gets touches that way too, which is dumb of me to drop him. And in my other league, I drafted Diggs, and then Sanders was on the wire, and I like debated about picking him up, and I have Josh Allen too. So now I have all three of those guys. I start them last week, and I just dominated. And I feel like that's going to be how the Bills continue to play, is just score a lot of points spreading the ball around.
On most teams, having the quarterback and two receivers would work out well, but if
it has to be like the top pack. Yeah,
exactly. I remember, you know, way back years ago, actually, when I lived with Sam, he was playing in a league, and I think he had Roethlisberger, Santonio Holmes, and Hines Ward. And I was like, dude, that's going to be fucking miserable. But that was the year that, like, you know, I think it was one of the first years where Ben like finally started like slinging the ball around, and Hines Ward and Holmes both were putting up solid numbers. So it can work out if it's a high powered offense. It just doesn't really happen that much, but you know,
yeah. Atlanta is not too much of a high powered offense.
No,
I hope Ridley. I hope Ridley just come. He had a week off. He didn't travel with them. He's hopefully got some time to heal up, and hopefully comes out of the gates.
You know, Costa also, you know, did a little Oracle move, picking up Daryl Williams. I don't think he might have had him like a week or two ago, and so now CEH is out. That becomes a potentially lottery ticket there in Kansas City. You know, they obviously haven't been running the ball that much, but CEH also hasn't been that great, so that could be a huge piece right there. And I mean, Costa is staying very relevant for a team that has been riddled with injuries left and right. So props, Matt. Props.
Yeah, we talked about Davante Adams. He's probably the reason why Josh won that game, because he didn't really have anyone else that really stood out. It'd be interesting to see how many teams get a W when they have a 40 plus point player.
Costa had a 47 point player.
So there you go.
But you know, 50-50. Quarterback, but still, like, yeah. Sometimes it sucks. It sucks when you score a lot and you lose.
Yep. And let's talk about the next game, Fred versus Steve. I think it's one team going free falling and the other team on the rise. Fred's team was dominant out of the gates, one of the top teams after 2 weeks. And he has been the lowest scoring player 3 weeks in a row.
Yep.
And it's getting ugly for him. He's got some quarterback issues. Barkley's out now. And look at Steve's team. He's got big performances from guys like Jonathan Taylor that we've been waiting for, and he won that game with a bad game from Aaron Jones. 14 points is not, you know, typical Aaron Jones. Jamar Chase is definitely lightning in a bottle if he has a good week. So, and I like his pickup with the Bills. Turbin dropping him, I get, you know, the matchup might not have been good, but they're a good team. And if you look at their schedule, they've got 6 or 7 smash games on there. And my theory with defenses, if you're on such a good offense that the other team's going to be put in situations where they got to force throwing the ball, and they got to be there. The Bills can blitz them. They can, you know, the pick sixes happen and stuff like that. So we'll talk about this later, but I put a bid on the Bills too, thinking I'd get them because my bid was high, but Steve smashed my bid.
I'm kicking myself because if you look at the transactions, I actually picked up a defense in order to play this week. The Bills are playing, I forget who they're playing this week. There's someone
Tennessee.
That's not
Tennessee on Monday night.
Yeah, they're playing Tennessee, and they actually go on a bye the week afterwards. And so right. I didn't pick them up because I was like, I'm going to have to drop them. I'm not going to hold on to two defenses right now with
you're holding on to two defenses right now anyways.
No, I'm not actually.
Yes, you are actually. Oh, did you already make a move? I mean, I'm looking at last week's lineup. You Colts and Cowboys?
No. I made a move now. We'll talk about that. But sure. But I picked up a defense once Cook was ruled out, just to plan ahead. But then I you know, long story short, I knew they were there. I wanted to get them, but they would not have been able to stay on my team because they have a bye the same week that I have a bunch of other byes. Because, you know, their matchups after week 7, I think it's like the Jets, the Dolphins, and something else. Like, there's like 4 weeks in a row that they're just going to fucking destroy shit. So, great pickup. I think 50 is a little rich, but, you know, it's something else.
Exactly. For Steve, it fits perfectly. All right, moving on. Another disappointing loss for you, I guess. You had a decent lead going into Monday night.
Sleep at halftime thinking I got this in the bag. I think Marquise Brown had like 40 yards and a touchdown. Lamar Jackson had like 60 yards passing, and I was like, I got this. Wonderful day. I wake up in the morning, I was like, what the fuck happened? What the fuck happened?
Lamar Jackson. I don't, my memory is not 100%, but like, were you also like borderline victory point and then him catching up to you and taking the victory point as well?
Yes.
Oh, so that's a brutal swing for you. But that really tightened things up.
It was a huge
swing. Now the leader in your division has lost one of his star players, Russell Wilson, who apparently was limited in practice 6 days after surgery today. I saw that. So who knows how long he'll be out. Quick question. We'll probably talk about this more. Is there a max on how many quarterbacks you have on your roster? Because Grant currently has 5.
Is there a max? No, I don't think so.
Okay.
We never instituted a max amount of positions per team.
Okay. We'll talk about that. Well, yeah, he's got five. We'll talk about that when we get to the transactions. But yeah, it was a Monday night comeback win for him, and tough loss.
Brutal.
And I think, is that all the games? Did we touch them all? Oh, we didn't talk about Joey and Daniel's team. I kind of skipped over that one.
Oh, that was a squeaker.
It was a squeaker. Joey is probably gets just as much fantasy luck as you.
Yeah, I was gonna say everyone was coughing to me about the luck and everything I got. This guy scored 125 points, which is probably the second behind Fred, the third lowest points, and squeaks out a win. Everyone's clamoring to me about me being lucky. Look at that fucking shit. Look at that shit. Come on.
And he would go on to you know, use Terb's excuse. Well, if I played Miles Gaskins, I would have won easily.
Yeah.
Well, he didn't.
Well, nobody did, because playing Miles Gaskins would have been stupid, all right? He had done nothing before, okay? Playing him would have just been straight up dumb, okay? That's that.
And nobody really stood out for either side as far as like good performances. I guess Mike Evans had a pretty good game. James Robinson on Thursday, was that Thursday night? He had a solid game. Back-to-back weeks for James Robinson now. So he's starting to become like our RB1 for Joey, who's got a whole bunch of running backs that don't do a lot. Or at least you don't know when they're going to do it. Looks like James Robinson is doing it consistently. Joey's just going to hold his hat on Kyler Murray and Jalen Hurts because they're going to most weeks do the majority of the scoring for him. This week, they only got him, 36 points, and that's probably why he only put up 125.
Yeah, and we're once again seeing kind of the weaknesses of Myers' team coming through. You know, he's got a couple of really strong pieces, but if Cooper Kupp's not putting up 35 points, and basically Cooper Kupp's not putting up 35 points, this is what you're gonna get essentially. So it'll be it'll be interesting.
He spent a lot of money out of his budget on Elijah Mitchell, and I just looked at him. I think he's gotten him. Do you know how much he bid on him? Was it like 150? Is that what he bid on?
I could look it up.
He's gotten him 13.5 points. So since he picked him up, so. That's
151. Good memory.
150. Yeah, 151 of his budget on him, and he's gotten him 13 points. And it doesn't look like he's the guy. 49ers kind of offense looks lost. Now they got Trey Lance. He's trying to learn on the fly. And Justin Fields obviously trying to learn on the fly. So he's got some behind Dak who could give him 30 points a week. So he's got a couple of stud players: Dak, Harris, Kupp. But bye weeks are going to start coming in. I know I got – we'll talk about this later. But that was a good preview for last week. Let's talk about transactions.
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. You want to start while I pull this up?
I mean, we got – we talked about the Bills defense for $50. You said you put in a bid. How much was your bid for?
I put in 28. I think it was my final bid, but I started at like 20, 23 or something like that. And then I was like thinking about it. I was like, someone might put more. I put another $5 on, all for nothing, obviously. Like I said, I looked at their, I know they have a bye coming up, but I was going to carry two defenses. So I still would have kept my Broncos defense. And they had like three out of the next four were good matchups. And then in the playoffs, you look at the playoffs, they had like three out of four good matchups during the playoffs. And it was just a team that, like I said, if they have a great offense, they're going to put the team in positions where they're not used to doing with the blitz. And they're going for those, pick sixes and stuff.
There's no doubt that they're the number one fantasy defense. And I don't think it's close with anyone else as of right now. That being said, as someone who has planned ahead in the past with defenses, it can change, and they can change quickly. So, but for right now, they're solid.
Okay. Moving on. Grant, who lost Russell Wilson. He went big on Jameis. And Grant's kind of another guy who won't be using his budget unless he needs to, like he did here. So he's going to spend a lot when he needs somebody. Daniel, we talked about this on GroupMe, about him, and did he miss anything on Booker? What are your thoughts on Booker?
So, hold on. I'm bringing up the previously processed waiver, see if anyone else, because he's like, oh, did anyone else? So I'm going to see if anyone else bid besides me on Booker real quick. He put in 35. I put in 16. Oh, really? Did nobody else? Put in, really? Wow. I think Booker's got prime opportunity. There's no one else who's going to run the ball on the Giants, and there might not be anyone else to throw the ball to either. So he's going to get all the work. My opinion of Devontae Booker is he's not very good. As someone who I remember when I forgot who the running back was ahead of him in Denver, but that person got hurt. I picked him up in another league thinking I just got the jackpot. I got starting running back for Denver. He's going to win me the league. He was fucking trash. And, you know, people are talking about, oh, he did okay in Oakland, three down back, yada, yada, yada. He's not anything special, but he's going to be the starting running back. He's going to catch passes. I think it's a good pickup. If I would have had him, I would have played him this week. Cause like I said, I don't think anyone else is going to touch the ball in New York. So, but I put in $16 for a reason. That's what I felt like it would have been worth. I would have put in more, but hey, you know what? I think it was a decent pickup. What are your thoughts?
So I mentioned the ankle by Barkley. When they showed that picture of him, it looked like a normal, not a high ankle sprain. You know, I've had that where it kind of swells up, and he's going to get the world-class treatment. I think if they were contenders and this is a big game, he'd probably be able to play this week. So he's probably only going to miss 1 week. And I told you about Daniel Jones not playing, so their offense is not going to be good. They're going up against a good defense.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So like,
against the Rams.
There's nothing that like says, wow, it's a good matchup, besides the volume. But if they're trailing, like, yeah, I don't know. I didn't bid on him because I wouldn't feel that comfortable playing him this week.
I think that Barkley's going to miss more than 1 week. I say that because not necessarily because, you know, I agree. It was a lower ankle injury. It wasn't fractured, so there's a good chance that he could play. But that coupled with him recovering from his other injury, you don't want is to rush someone back and have them, you know, have to, you know, like favor like the way they're playing because of another injury and potentially re-injure their initial injury. So
sure.
I think that you're going to have Booker for like a 2 or 3 weeks as a starter potentially. So,
And he needs it on his team. So
I think it was, like I said, I bid on him. I think it was worth the pickup. So,
okay. The next one on there is Rossett's very questionable $20 on Njoku. He had probably his best game of the year. I don't think he'll duplicate that again. And he already has Mark Andrews as a tight end.
This reminds me of when he blew his load on Hockenson, 2 years ago?
Because his tight end got hurt. But I just don't understand the move with him having Andrews. I know Andrews has gone off to a slow start and he went off last night, but I just don't. Some of the moves
I think Roth is chasing the points. Like we talked about his team, he doesn't have a lot of depth. I think he saw a huge game and there's not much play catching ability in Cleveland. The problem is that I don't think there's any – I don't know who you start from the Cleveland pass catchers because there's so many and any of them can have a game like this. So I agree. I would not have done that.
Right. I just don't know. I picked up Ricky Seals-Jones, who was a big part of the Washington offense. I probably bid too much on him. But I looked at what teams might be bidding, and we'll get to who Joey picked up. Zach Ertz, and I didn't want him having him. I do have Cook, and then hopefully Kittle gets back soon. Cook's got a bye coming up. He's got a good matchup this week, so I'm going to carry two tight ends for a week. And hopefully Seals, I'll give him another week to make sure that he's the guy I'm going to start next week to see if he's still involved. He had eight targets last week and went with him to shore up my tight end spot. And Turb mentioned that I got lucky because I won without Ridley and Kittle, who have been awful for me. And as soon as I got out of their lineup, my team just feels better. So I actually, when Ridley was announced out, I was like, thank goodness, because I didn't want to have to start him again. Just didn't have to worry about. Yeah. So
nothing anyways. Sucks more than having like what you consider to be top tier talent that just doesn't perform. And then you get to the point where you're like, what do I do? And then you know, you're going to give up on them. And the minute you do, they're going to go off. And you're just going to be like, fuck. And then
that's where I was with him. And I'm glad he sat out. He gets 2 weeks off now and hopefully he comes back and they try to get him the ball because he is their, I guess, Cordell Patterson is their most talented or whatever you want to say. But Ridley was pretty amazing in his first couple of years in the league. So hopefully they get him going again. We go back to, so that was all the, no, there's a couple more bids. So he spent $60 on two quarterbacks. And got Gino. I mean, it makes sense because he lost.
Gino looked good in relief of Russell Wilson, but I don't know if Gino can put together four quarters of, not sloppy football.
Right. And there's plenty of film out there on Gino, so teams are going to be able to prepare for him.
Yeah. Weitzman got Zach Ertz, who scored a touchdown today already, so that's fun for me.
More luck for Joey. Battle of Lucky Charms this week?
I guess so. I guess so.
And then Mietel getting rid of a pretty decent defense for the first 4 or 5 weeks, picking up Cincinnati, who's kind of been, I don't know. Mietel definitely does a good job picking up the kicker, defenses, tight ends. He's on top of that. He doesn't, but. No, I'm just kidding. I'll give him his props. He's on top of it. I think his kicker has been doing pretty well consistently. I don't know. Joey making a move to him defenses, getting rid of the Patriots, who have, after struggling against Houston, a lot of people probably given up on that defense. But Miami, I think they play in Jacksonville. So he probably hoping that Trevor Lawrence continues to struggle.
Yeah, but you know what Weitzman did? Weitzman took advantage of the defense that I dropped and bit on them and got them today. He picked up the Colts defense.
Yeah, he did. You're right. Well, we'll get to that one. And now just a couple of moves I guess we can go over. Daniel, I think this is a huge mistake. Past experience, dropping one receiver from a team to pick up another guy from the same team. As soon as you do that, the other guy goes off and your guy is the one that starts laying goose eggs. But Hunter Renfro is becoming a pretty solid player. He gets like 5 catches and 50 yards every week. And I don't think he's found the end zone. So if he put a touchdown in there. Oh, he has?
He's scored at least two.
He's pretty solid.
Has a terrible receiving corner in my other league. I have Renfro on my team. He might be my best receiver. And you know what? I forget what game was it that it was on a national, I don't know if it was a Sunday night or a Monday night game, where Renfro has this one play that he does in the red zone that Cooper Kupp actually copied. And it's almost unstoppable. It's like this little, like, runs out, fakes one way, goes the other, and, like, he does it so quickly. Like, That's his play in the red zone. That's why he scores touchdowns. So I think Renfro is a pretty good pickup. He's worth more in point and PPR league than half point. That's why I have him in my other league. But he's the most consistent receiver. And depending on how things go moving forward, because we're not getting the wall or the balls, but he might be the most consistent player for the short term right now.
Right. But who knows what's going on with that franchise? Who knows what kind of. I don't want to go there. Costa is playing running back roulette with his RB2s. Last week he went with McKissick. This week Bernard. I don't think he's having a good game. I think Bernard's he does well on that in that offense with Brady when they're going against a good defense. Because I think they like to add that pass catching in. But when they're up by two scores in the fourth quarter, you're not going to see too much Gio Bernard.
I was eyeing to pick up a running back yesterday after waivers, and I was thinking about getting Bernard, but I didn't. But I got somebody else.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. Turb,
yep.
Turb making his moves. Not as good at making kicker and defense moves as Mitchell. Packers against the Bears. That's a good Bears fan for you right there, Turb. He believes in his team. And Crosby, Matt Gay, who cares? Kickers, I hope we can get them voted out of this league because they suck.
The vote wasn't even close.
Ugh. Was I the only one that voted to get rid of them?
No, I voted to get rid of them too.
Oh, jeez. All right. Talk about your pickup, and then the news today. Your pickup looks pretty solid.
I was ahead of the game.
Yeah.
I like it.
Suspiciously ahead of the game.
Yeah, I
did that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm honestly looking ahead. I wasn't even planning to play him this week because I have every single one of my running backs. Half my team is on bye week 7. So I was looking at
a lot of buys week 7.
I need someone who's going to carry the ball. Anybody? And so I was going to take a run at Gio. Actually, it was going to be my first. I was thinking about picking him up, but he wasn't there. And I was like, well, one person left here who has more than scored 2 points this season per game was Herbert. And then, you know, comes out that Damian Williams is on the reserve list. So I might be playing him this week if Williams is out because it's a decent matchup. And I don't think that the Bears have anyone else to run the ball. So the only thing I don't know is, you know, and I don't know, you know, in this day and age, like you want to have it's really not great to play a running back, especially if it's going to be your third running back. Who doesn't catch the ball. And what I don't know is, does Herbert not catch the ball because he's not a pass catcher or because Justin Fields just doesn't throw the ball to running backs? I don't know. But he had 18 rushes for 75 yards. That's nothing to sneeze at. So
yeah.
See how that goes.
And
I was looking, when I was looking at the previously processed waivers, I see that that was the other running back that you were targeting. So this must not make you happy.
I mean, I think I wanted him more because I liked him. I liked what I saw. He's a Bear. And I think I put him on there just in case I didn't get anyone. I was going after the Bills and Steelers Jones. But yeah, he was the one running back that I liked more than Booker because, I don't know, I was trying to get under Daniel's head, but... I was thinking about just waiting, not saying who I wanted over him. I don't even know if he cares that I said that, but and then whoever went off this week, they're like, damn, that was a guy I should have told you, but I didn't want to. Let's keep this moving. Dan, I mentioned before that Grant has 5 quarterbacks. Well, his 5th one is Carson Wentz. So he's got some options, and I can't imagine him knowing which one is to start. that drives me crazy.
It would drive me crazy too, because you know that one of them is going to have a great game, but I don't know which one. And So it's too many decisions, too many.
Yeah. And then Daniel took Hunter Henry, who has actually, I have him in my other league. Picked him up when Kittle went down. He had a great game this week. He's been getting better each week. He's getting more of a rapport with Mac Jones. So only concern there is, I feel like when you have two tight ends that, kind of shit split snaps, or even if it's like 60-40, it goes one week, the other week, if they're not consistent enough.
There's nobody that is consistent in that New England offense except for Damian Harris. You know, Nelson Aguilar had the great. He was the highest fantasy point getter week one. Then I think it turned to Jacoby Myers. Now it's Kendrick Bourne. Now it's Hunter Henry. Jonnu Smith's going to be probably this week. You know, like
yeah.
The Patriot way.
I think Ross's move here was an upgrade from Bolden to Mark Ingram, just because Mark Ingram is kind of a 1A on a bad team. because him and David Johnson kind of run that show, so he's gonna get touches and be involved. But I don't know.
I looked at picking up Ingram too. Like, he has opportunities. Like, he gets somewhere between 14 to 18 rushes a game, but he doesn't go.
He's a matchup. Yeah, he needs a good matchup.
He doesn't go anywhere. Texans are just, I don't know what they're. I'll give credit. The Texans, you know, they play much better than I thought. They're not the worst team in the league by any means. And on paper, they should be. There's like.
So I shouldn't take the Colts for my survivor this week?
It's interesting. I thought of taking them, but I'm not taking them. But it was my second choice.
Okay, let's keep moving.
Win, but yeah. Anyway, another kicker swap by Fred. Bella activated Tua.
I think he might have done it just because he had a roster spot available, or did he deactivate someone another time?
No, Tua is actually active. Like he might play this week. So.
Oh, cool. Good for Waddle, I think.
Yeah.
And then you talked about Joey. Let's jump into another interdivision or intra division versus the other division
to make some moves.
Yeah, and there's some tasty matchups. We can start with the division leaders going head to head right now. I think this is a must win game for Daniel. I was playing. Looking at the schedule next week, and he's got me and he's got Dak and Harris on a bye. And we talked about before that he has three studs, but you know, he's got to fill in the gaps everywhere else. So if he can't get a victory point or a victory this week, and then he's got me next week, he could be starting a little free fall. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. It's not off to a good start by any means, right now for him. So, Grant's team, like he's got a couple home run hitters there right now with Derrick Henry and Hollywood Brown. I mean, Jesus, like he's out of like, that team is out of control.
At
point. So, I like Grant's chances here. You know, I do. I like.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I mean, Daniel already off to a slow start.
That helps bias me is the slow start with Mike Evans
right.
Putting much up. So,
but yeah, like I said, it's not like win or go home and he's out of the season's over. But his hold of that division at the top, and it's never a place you want to be is come up, get out real hot and, start out 4-0 and then start slowly.
Fizzle off.
That's what happened to me last year. I was up at the top of the division and I literally fizzled out on the last play of the season. Like I was still holding onto my playoff spot until like the last play. And that's not a good feeling.
You want to get hot like fast.
Yes. Right. Exactly. And I don't know which one you're looking at. You pick the next game to talk about. I don't know which one you're looking at.
Let's talk about. We'll look at Rossett and Costa going at it. Looks like Rossett's still got some lineups or some
decisions to make.
That's right. Kamara's on a bye, so Costa's got Bernard and Williams this week.
And Bernard has got nothing.
Yeah. And it's gonna Chiefs be. It's, play, oh, but the Chiefs are playing Washington, like, and they got something to prove this week. I think Mahomes is gonna throw five touchdowns, and Hill's probably gonna get two of those. Hopefully, Kelce gets the other three. And I think that in and of itself is enough for Rossett to take home a win there. I mean, but don't count out Heineke's. Gonna throw the ball a bunch too. I think
he's gonna have to
win a game. And Herbert's been on fire as well. So I think it really comes down to like, you know, will Daryl Williams put up points and will any of his closest receivers that are underperforming come through this week? Otherwise, I still have to give it to Rossett.
I agree with you. I think this has to be a Diggs game. That's a bad offense. And he just hasn't been like the go-to guy like he was last year. So I think if Diggs has a huge game, and you know, Heineke tries to keep up with the Chiefs, and Herbert should do Herbert things, and Mike Allen has been Mike Williams has been banged up, and I think he got downgraded during the week. Some player I saw went from no designation to a designation. That's never a good sign. That might mean Keenan Allen steps up and has a big week. So, I think Rossett is another guy kind of free falling along with Daniel if he doesn't win this one. As you and Grant have caught up to him and feel like you guys are overtaking him.
Well, this is where big time, fantasy management comes in. We're coming to the bye weeks, and so it's how do you get through, with players when they're on bye. So,
all right, let's talk about the Lucky Charm matchup this week.
Yeah,
Joey Hurts probably has another two possessions left. Maybe I don't know. They're down. I don't know who has the ball. There's about 9 minutes left. He's got 15 points. If he gets another rushing touchdown, he'll have a 20-point day. And then Zach Ertz, his pickup tight end, got him 10 points. I think he needed a little bit bigger performance from Ertz than what he's gotten so far. So, you got your Travis Kelce. He's in a smash position, like we mentioned before with the Washington and them trying to prove stuff. Your quarterbacks make me want to throw up, and that's going to be, oh my God, that game, they're playing each other, which is going to be, oh my gosh. The worst part about it is it could be like a 28 to 30 game. And those guys are making plays that they shouldn't be making, but, I don't like your Tyler Boyd play.
I haven't updated it yet, but okay. It's gonna be Michael Pittman.
So I had drafted Boyd, and then I after I got him, I did a little bit deeper dive on his stats in the last season with Burrow, and he's just the third man when everyone's healthy. I dropped him, and then T. Higgins went out. You played Boyd; he was solid for you. He got all his targets. T. Higgins back. Boyd's just another guy now. I don't know if you're gonna play Herbert now instead of him. We like Terry because we both think that game's going to be high scoring because they're going to have to throw the ball. I don't know if it's going to be Robert Woods or Cooper Kupp this week, or maybe it's going to be more of a 50-50 where neither of them has a huge game, but he should give you some points. And Zach Moss is you got a little piece of that Buffalo offense. I don't know.
And we don't know. Well, maybe Dalvin Cook plays this week. Maybe not. We'll see.
Yeah. You got some decision to make. I think you pulled this one out.
I do too.
Yeah, I bet you do. let's talk about Steve's team. Steve and Turb. Turb trying not to go 0-6, which would be only the second team ever to do that. We've talked about the Buffalo offense. It's crazy that he's got Josh Allen as his quarterback and hasn't won a game. Not that he had all of his games have been good, but he's definitely an MVP candidate that lights up the scoreboard. I don't like Baker at all. Think Arizona is a good pass defensive team and okay. They suspect running the ball, and Cleveland's with, as long as they're healthy, because I know Hunt and Chubb both have not been practicing, but I think it's just for maintenance. They should do all the damage on the ground. He has McCaffrey back in there. I don't even know what his status is.
I doubt he plays.
Yeah, and if he does, he's not going to be the Christian McCaffrey. And I'm starting to feel like I had him last year, and he had an injury, and he kept lingering, and they said they was going to play him, and he didn't play him, and they just shut him down. So he might be get that injury prone stigma on him if he doesn't turn it around quick. Now that I look at it, I think DK Metcalf was the one that popped up on the injury report later in the week. So he's got that. He's chasing the points with Cortland Sutton again.
Yep.
And Robinson can't produce.
It sucks to own Allen Robinson. Like, he just isn't doing anything. And what do? Like, you sit him, you have to play him, but it's not pretty.
Yeah. And Steve has really got to do something about his quarterbacks. I guess he's getting Tua back, but I don't know if that's the answer. He's got the Buffalo defense, though. Yeah, he's got the Buffalo defense. That's pretty much a lock for 15 points, right? But I mean, anytime you get 15 points from your defense, it's such an advantage. But yeah, who knows? I don't know. He's still got the Giants kicker. I don't know why he's doing that. But I mean, he's got some fireworks.
He made his one move for the year, and he's not making moves. Okay.
Well,
that's that.
Yeah, probably. I would love to see. I would love to see, I don't know if Daniel Jones plays. I'd love to see Turk go 0-6, but I think he's going to win this week. No, he's not. No, Steve's going to win. But I'll tell you what, neither of them are going to get a victory point. How about that?
I think Fiala's going to win. I like Fiala's running backs and receivers are solid. They are rock solid there.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think that's enough to
and his defense.
To a win. Yeah.
And his defense. Yeah, let's go. 0-6 for Turb. I love it. And let's do – what else is there?
Meetle and Bass.
Josh. Bass, you're coming off his first win. I don't think Devontae – actually, I shouldn't say that. Devontae probably could go off again. But he's got quarterback issues as well. Looks like he's not only be able to start one because – he's got a couple quarterbacks that he might be better off not starting, even if they were playing. He's got Damian Williams, who's got COVID, so that's going to be a problem for him. And Meetle's team's crushing right now.
I mean, without even looking at it, I think Meetle's team's going to win. I mean, he's got solid players. He's put up a lot of points. He's put up, you know, he's got to be towards the top? He might be the top point person in the league right now after last week, so. Meetle's team.
Yeah. Top points total.
Yeah.
Let's go. That's good for him. Is he? All right. Quickly, we'll do mine and Fred's matchup. I didn't get off to a great start. I did get a touchdown from Brady and Brown, but Brady only gave me about 15 points. It's not what he normally does. And I don't have to hold my hat on another quarterback. I don't like what I'm seeing here, but he doesn't have much either.
He doesn't have anything. I don't know what you're worried about. I don't know what you're worried about. Like, I think DK Metcalf will be okay with Geno Smith. I don't think Tyler Lockett will. So I don't think Tyler Lockett is going to put up what he used to.
Yeah. He's invested in, Cousins almost as much as you. Conklin and Thielen.
Yeah.
But he's got the Bears defense going against Packers, which, in theory, is not the strongest play. And he sat Leonard Fournette tonight, which is nice. So, thanks, Fred.
Having a good...
Yeah, he's got 26.8 points. Two rushing touchdowns.
So looking at total points, Meetle's got the most points in the league with 784 right now.
Wow. I don't like my total right now. It's kind of scary.
Your total is the most in your division.
I know, but the number I don't like.
whatever. It's gonna change in a second. But looking at it, the top 1, 2, 3, 4, the top 5 people are in my division with points.
And points?
Yes.
Yeah, because Grant's got 10 more. Oh yeah, that's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, even Steve. Wow.
And then there's Fred at the bottom.
Yeah, and he was. If you look at the standings from week 2, I think he might have been points leader?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, he had 152, then 146.
Yeah. He wasn't points leader. Rossett was because he had that monster game, but he was number 2, and he's Oh, actually, it was number three. Sneaky Dicks was 0-2 and had the second most points.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not true, because Fields. Yeah, anyways, a lot can change in a couple weeks, basically.
I mean, it's, you know, I don't think anyone is really out of it yet. Even with Turbin having 0-5, he still has three points.
Yeah.
So he's far from out of it right now. So, and my division is wide open. Everyone is within a game of each other, essentially. So it's very, very much football left. Very much football left.
Yeah. Yeah. This will, if you make it to the championship, this will be your hardest path for sure. I feel like in the past, it was, especially the last 2 years, I feel like you had cakewalks as far as competition in your division, correct? Me if I'm wrong?
I wouldn't say cakewalk. I've just been good. Just not good enough.
No, I'm not saying anything about you being good. Your competition in your divisions. You've been in the shitty division with a huge point advantage and a 3 or 4 victory point lead going into the playoffs type of thing.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Has my division always? Yeah, my guess division has been the crappier one. Yeah.
Well, it's because you're in it.
Well, no, not anymore, because we picked the division. So you got to blame it on. Actually, I've been picking the division the past couple times. So
ooh.
I've been doing a good job picking it.
Let's see if we can get a update on the poker game. If I text someone, who do you think would respond back?
Turbin or Meetle?
Meetle. Who's up big? Tell me a story, Aaron. What's the latest COVID story you got?
Latest COVID story? Oh, here, I got one for you. I walk in to take care of a patient. COVID, intubated, blah, 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 not vaccinated. Family members at the bedside. Goes, so you do sleep medicine, huh? I said, yeah. She goes, what are your qualifications to be here? I said, well, I do pulmonary critical care and sleep medicine. I see that you've been Googling me. She said, oh, no. I mean, yeah, you have. Whatever. Wasn't even a hello to begin it. It was just, what are your qualifications? What the fuck are my qualifications? I fucking work
You should have been like, so you got your doctorate from Google then.
Yeah. So most recent crap.
Was she vaccinated or the family member?
I didn't even ask because I stopped caring. Oh. It is what it is.
Yeah. Did you tell her I'll see you soon? I'll put a tube down your throat soon, too.
No, I decided to take a more upper approach.
Oh, I got a text back.
Not dig in too much.
Any guesses on who's up the most right now? Meetle responded.
I'm going to guess Costa.
Nope. Someone that has had shitty luck.
I was going to guess Turbin. I should have said it. I should have stuck with it. Is it Turbin?
But it's Turbin. Meetle texted back turn. I texted back turn with a what is it called? Empress, a star by it? What's that thing called? What's that symbol called? You're correcting someone? When you're correcting someone, you wrote something down, but you write the word that you should.
Isn't it just a star?
Yeah, well, I put turn by a star.
Damn it.
So, yeah, that so he's up currently. He's up currently. We'll see. I'm sure we can ask again in the morning and see. Hopefully he lost all his money. That's a wrap.
Bye.
See ya.